Harper Audio presents The Dalemark Quartet, Drowned Amit by Diana Wynne Jones. Read by Mike Grady.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. People may wonder how Mitt came to join in the Holland Sea Festival carrying a bomb, and what he thought he was doing. Mitt wondered himself by the end. Mitt was born the day of the Holland Sea Festival, and he was called Alhamit after his father. Perhaps the first sound Mitt heard as he burst bawling into the world was his parents laughing about both these things. "Well, he took his time," said Mitt's father, "and chose his day all right. What does this make him? A man of straw born to be drowned?" Milda, Mitt's mother, laughed heartily at this, because the sea festival was something of a joke. On that day, every autumn, Had, the Earl of Holland, was required by tradition to dress up in outlandish clothes and walk in a procession down to the harbour, carrying a life-size dummy made of plaited wheat. The dummy was known as Poor Old Amit. One of Had's sons walked after him, carrying Poor Old Amit's wife, who was made entirely of fruit, and her name was Libby Beer. The procession that...